Like most military families, the McAdoos are used to moving around. Tampa is their last stop. That means former Air Force Navigator Julie McAdoo and her husband, who just retired after 20 years, are putting down roots for the first time. As civilians, they're building a business together. That's a tough task, especially when you're new in town. So Julie McAdoo started networking through the South Tampa Chamber of Commerce. That's where she first learned about LinkedIn, the social media network used mainly by professionals and business people to build connections and find jobs.
LinkedIn really gives you a jump start versus what a lot of people do is they come out of the military, they write their resume based on all their military career, and a lot of the civilians don't understand what that is, and they throw their resumes up into the wind and hope that somebody will find them, and it just doesn't work that way very efficiently.
McAdoo quickly saw the potential of LinkedIn and linked up with Nancy Lane, the trainer who gave the Chamber of Commerce presentation.
I'd been networking endlessly, and then when Nancy talked, I'm like, wow, LinkedIn is a very smart way to figure out who it is you need to talk to and what you can offer them versus, you know, walking into a room cold to a sea of faces that you don't know and not knowing who it is that's there that you need to talk to.
The two joined forces and presented their first free LinkedIn workshop for transitioning military members and their families at MacDill last November. More than two dozen took the day course. Lane says that generated so much interest, she started a nonprofit organization, Project Transition USA, that offers LinkedIn instruction.
We're teaching veterans and transitioning military how to find careers worthy of their talents, not just any job, but something that they dream of doing, that they would be really excited about doing. And we've been teaching all of our workshops by leading by example.
During her workshop, Lane offers plenty of examples of business connections she's made, jobs she's gotten, and people she's met just by using the social network.
An important part of our training is we will personally introduce them to people in our network at every opportunity. So that's one reason we invite people to connect with us, so we can help them.
One of those connections, retired Air Force Colonel Dennis Green, who left the military July 1st, 2011, after 32 years. He had a job lined up, but it fell through just 8 days before his retirement.
One of the senior vice presidents called me, and his comment to me was, you know, Dennis, I'm sorry things happen the way they happen, but one bit of advice I'll give you was that we could not find you on LinkedIn.
That mention of not appearing on LinkedIn stuck with Green. So when he finally saw Lane's presentation, it seemed a natural partnership.
Since she did not have any connections at MacDill and I did, I was able to point her in the right direction and to advocate.
Green is using LinkedIn for his real estate business that specializes in veterans mortgage programs. And Project Transition USA is offering workshops regularly now at MacDill Air Force Base and off the base. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.